Hey, what's going on, New Life Church? Bronson Duke here from the downtown Little Rock campus. Excited to be with you today. I've got a question for you. Have you ever been in a place in life and believed you were supposed to be somewhere else? You know, this happened to me a few years ago. I was actually in sales at the time, and I believed that God had called me to be in full-time ministry. I wasn't there, but I was doing ministry. I was engaged in the life of the church, but I was almost crippled with this fear that I was never going to end up where I was supposed to go. The scripture for today is in Matthew 6, chapter 6, verse 11, and it says simply this: give us today our daily bread. Y'all, I believe that so often for us, the thing that robs us of our peace, the thing that robs us from resting in the place that we're at, is believing that God won't provide for us what we need. I had a dream in my heart. I had things that I believed that God spoke to me, but I always had a hard time being at peace in the place that I'm in. I wonder if you've ever struggled with that. For you, it may be fear that the stock market's gonna crash. Well, it could. Be fear that one day we're gonna go to war. Well, that might happen. It could be all kinds of different fears in your life that keep you from resting in the peace of God. You know, I believe one of the things that shows us where our security and where our peace is, the things that we pray for. I wonder what things you've been praying about throughout the years, what things you've been believing God for. And here's a question. How many times have you stopped and simply asked God to provide for you what you need for the day and then rested in confidence that he was going to give it to you? You know, Jesus uses this example of bread on purpose. For the Israelite hearers, the Jewish people who heard this, they immediately would have thought of bread from heaven. You know, if you go back to the story of the Exodus, the Israelites every day got manna from heaven. It was bread. They actually, when they first saw it, they said, "What is it?" That word, "what is it," in the Hebrew sounds a lot like manna. And some say that's where we got the word manna from. The way it worked is every day they went out and they collected the bread that they had for today. But God told them, don't collect more than what you need. Now, a lot of them did what a lot of us do. Because we have a scarcity mentality, they collected extra bread. And guess what happened? It rotted. God provided them exactly what they needed for that day, for the journey that he had them on, and he wanted them to trust him for the bread for the next day. Y'all, I believe so many of us are filling up the jars of our life with things that are going to rot. We're storing up hope for ourselves in things like career, storing up hope for ourselves and saying things like the economy, things like a marriage that might come, wanting to get out of a marriage. If I could just get out of this, then everything will be okay. We store up hope for ourselves and our kids and their future. And the truth is, these things that we store our hope in were never meant to sustain us. It says in John chapter 6, verse 51, Jesus says this. He says, "I am the living bread that came from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. This bread, which is my flesh, I will offer so that the world may live." You know, Jesus is the true manna from heaven. Jesus is the one that we're supposed to put our security in, because Jesus can bring us something that nothing in the rest of the world can bring us. He can bring us peace for our souls. You know, the scripture, when it talks about peace, it uses the word shalom. Shalom and Jewish culture isn't just circumstantial peace, y'all. It is full peace in every area of our life that can only come from God. Now, the truth is that Jesus wants to deal primarily with what's on the inside. He wants to give us connection to our God, to our Creator. And if he's that good and he can give us that much peace on the inside, y'all, how much more so can he provide for our daily needs? So here's my question for you today. Where are you storing up peace for yourself? What are the things that you're putting in your jar because you have a place where you don't really believe God's going to take care of you? You know, what we worry about, that shows us what we're putting our faith in. And so for you today, I just want you to pray and think, man, what are the areas that I'm trying to find security? What are the areas that I'm trying to find peace outside of God? And then I just want you to take those things, give them to God, and then rest that he can provide for you everything that you need for today. We love you, praying for you. Hope you have a great day.